A Time of Retreat. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. A Time of Retreat. Into all of our lives, there comes a time when we want to take a break from the very busy, humdrum activity of our days, and we want to just look within and see what we find there. Sometimes we find some good stuff there. Sometimes we find some stuff that we don't like and we'll throw it out. And sometimes we just find a time just to be at peace with ourselves and relax. Well, this is a good time to do those things when you have a retreat. Well, starting tomorrow morning, Sylvia is going to take a retreat in the Oasis, right? And she is going to be over there all by herself. She's going to take enough food along to feed an army, to enjoy her retreat there. And she said she's going to take the computer along so that when she gets bored, she can have something to do. And then she will meditate on one of the primary objects of life. Why do I like me? And when she finds out the answer, she's going to come rushing back here so fast, she'll make our head swim. It may take a year or two, but she's going to keep looking until she finds it out. Now, I think that's a very noble thing to do, that we find out, why do I like me? We certainly have enough reasons not to like ourselves. When we look at our physical bodies and we say, I'm not as athletic as I could be, I'm not as youthful as I could be, I'm not as whatever as I could be. And those are sort of limiting things. And when she returns from her retreat, she will know why she is as good as she didn't realize she was. And this is a wonderful thing for all of us to come to a conclusion about once in our life. Why are we as good as we don't realize we are? So, we will certainly wish her well on her retreat, and we will know that she will live very quietly and very peacefully over there. No wild parties and stuff like that, you know. And that the pets may come and visit her if they can find their way over there and find their way back. But I have a feeling that when she warms up a dinner party for herself, that the smell will probably come over here and the dogs will say, hey, we're going over there. Mm-hmm. That smells real good. And so, what is the purpose of going on a retreat? Why do we ever take a retreat? Now, the Catholics have had retreats for thousands of years. And people go on retreats there because they just want to get away from it. They want to take a few minutes and look inside themselves. And on the retreat, they're not given much time to do that because they're given responsibilities. Oh, yes, they're given hours now and then when they're to sit quietly and meditate. But if you've never learned to sit quietly and meditate at home, you're not going to sit quietly and meditate somewhere else. When you are off on some strange new adventure, looking at some strange new streets that you haven't seen before, and you're seeing the beautiful woods or the trees or the lake or the river or whatever it is that you're going to be near as you retreat, they will draw your attention to the things that you're seeing, the trees and the woods and the stuff like that. So I recommend that when people go on retreat, they leave their glasses at home and they take their blindfold along. And when they sit quietly under a tree or out in the forest or in their patio or whatever, wherever they sit, they close their eyes. And they do the research where it should be done, within. They said the world that they were in was so stupid-ass that it was just demanding their attention and demanding their attention. They're doing this and running here and running there and running the other place. Well, when you go on retreat and you sit there with your eyes open, you're doing the same thing. You're just running here and running there. Oh, I see a mouse. Oh, I see a leaf falling from the tree. Oh, I see a beautiful flower. You're not meditating. You're not, that is, you're not going into introspection of looking into your inner self and saying, hey, I came here because I wanted to find out how I could like myself better. And now all I'm doing is just looking at the wood pile out here and looking at the trees and looking at this. That doesn't help me. It's only when I become silent and look within that I begin to see something happening for me, that I begin to see a miracle taking place in my life. Now, you'll go to a lot of retreats around the world in your lifetime. I know I have. And in all of the retreats, they were just as exciting as you were. If you were a bored, dull person, the retreats were bored and dull. If you were alive and vital and dynamic, the retreats were alive, vital, and dynamic. If the retreats were neither alive, vital, and dynamic, nor bored, then you were on a retreat. When you left yourself, so to speak, at home, your busy, dynamic, charismatic self at home, and you went there into the inner place and listened to the inner voice and heard the inner music and heard the inner wisdom. You know, sometimes you're driving the car and you're so busy concentrating on driving the car, you're doing a good job. And someone next to you says, stop. And you look over at that someone, you say, oh, why do you want me to stop? Well, too late now, you just ran over a cat. Oh, why don't you tell me harder? Why don't you tell me sooner? Oh, oh, oh. You see, we're so concentrating on the world that we're in, we don't stop and listen to the voice within us, which might have been, stop, don't run over that cat. But we're so active in our world. We're so self, assured that what we're doing is right. We just don't listen within. We just don't take the time. Now, you all heard the story about Swami Rama, and his master was saying, Swami, it's time to meditate now. And so Swami was meditating, and as he was meditating, he was scratching his head, and he was picking his nose, and he was scratching himself here and there, and what have you. And so his master came up to him, along with the rest of the boys who were there meditating, and he said, Rama, are you meditating? And Rama says, oh, yes, master. And he clunked him on the side of the head with his little stone on the end of a stick there. And he said, if you were meditating, you wouldn't have heard me asking you, are you meditating? You'd be deep in your meditation and totally unaware of what's going on in the world above us. You wouldn't be scratching yourself. You wouldn't be irritated by your body or the bugs that are crawling over you or various other things. You would be off on your journey into your introspective self. Now, this is what we all want to do. This is what we all want to be aware of. We want to be aware of our introspective self. Now, if going on a retreat is going to give us a helping hand in that direction, that's great. If doing our retreat wherever we are and whenever we're doing it is a matter of listening to the divine within ourselves, that's even greater. Now, I suggest to each of you that though Sylvia is going to be taking a week, perhaps, and going on her retreat, she will be totally incognito to us. She'll be doing her thing. And if she's dying over there, she should really let us know. But I'm sure that she will be quite healthy, because she is quite a healthy person. And we see her enjoying herself, doing everything wonderful, having a good time, being surrounded by beautiful circumstances and beautiful opportunities to be herself. And we bless her as she takes this journey into herself. And if any of the rest of you ever feel like their time comes that you want to take a retreat too, you're surely welcome to do so. However, It's a good idea for you to plan ahead just a little bit and decide what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and go for it. So, time for retreat. It's a good time for retreat because she's got firewood over there and a beautiful fireplace and a lovely couch in front of it. And she'd probably be sitting there with her feet up and thinking to herself, "Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. La da 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 da, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow." I doubt if we'll have any snow, but the fire is delightful and a meditation is wonderful. So bless you as you experience your retreat.
Thank you.